Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining us right now, Michael Kransdorf. He is the chairperson of the Jewish National Fund of South Africa. Michael, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Howard. How are you doing?
Well, it's been a rough morning, that's for sure.
Yeah, hectic, hey? The muscle at the hospital in Soroka is really horrendous.
Yeah, yeah. And just an update saying it's not the entire hospital that was hit, certain parts of it, but it is a significant event. So tell me something, Michael, talk to me about the ability to support the emergency services in Israel.
Thanks, Howard. So the JNF is running an emergency appeal campaign as part of the war effort to help actually build additional bomb shelters and restore dilapidated bomb shelters. So what actually this war has made apparent with all the rockets is that the home front is actually significantly unprepared for the kind of rocket barrage we've been seeing over the last week. And, you know, the statistics are quite frightening, actually. 60% of local authorities have no public bomb shelters. So towns, villages, kibbutzim, moshavim, up to 60% of those have no public bomb shelters for people to take refuge in. I don't know if you saw a few nights ago when that Arab village of Tamra was hit by the missile and a mother and her three children were killed. That entire village has no public bomb shelters at all. So that's a very common occurrence. And there are obviously lots of bomb shelters in the south and the north where JNF has historically been very involved in building. But in the center of Israel and other parts, you know, they really haven't focused on bomb shelter building for this kind of war. And so together with our partners in Israel, Keren Keyemet Israel, we've taken on this task of trying to build new mobile bomb shelters for parks and children's playgrounds has been our focus. And also to restore, there are actually, according to the Home Front Command, over 2,500 public bomb shelters, but they're unusable. They're not up to a safety standard that they can be used by people for safety. So we're working with Kakal on a project. We've taken on 18 of those bomb shelters to support and try and restore as quickly as we can so that people can have access to safety that don't necessarily have bomb shelters in their homes or out on the street and in a park, in a bus stop and need somewhere to take cover.
How serious a problem is it in terms of people not having access to the correct facilities? Do we have a sense?
Yeah, so actually only 56% of Israeli homes have access to bomb shelters. You know, one of the donors phoned us to give money to the campaign and told us a story about her aunt in Efrat, who an elderly couple who've been there many years, and a lot of the old part of Efrat, you know, which was built a long time ago, none of those homes have bomb shelters, and there are no public bomb shelters in Efrat. And her aunt and uncle have to literally drive 10 minutes when the sirens go to their daughter's home, which is in a newer part of Efrat, for safety. So it is really that's a very real example of an ex-South African family that's affected by this. So there are a lot of, unfortunately, private homes that don't have access to bomb shelters, particularly the older ones or in villages and communities that weren't historically under rocket fire, and there aren't public facilities to fill the gap. So Kakal and the JNF is stepping in to try and support the home front.
Amazing. And if people do want to get involved, how do they do that?
They can contact us at the JNF through our website, www.jnfsa.co.za. Or they can call Bev Schneider.
Right. All right, then that's the best thing to do. We leave it there. And that was Michael Kransdorf from the JNF. It is 8:18.